Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day for the stock market. Go figure. Even as there are thousands of people, I mean many thousands of people, who are gathering again for another right night of peaceful protest. Yeah, and probably looting and property destruction and uprising and rebellion, all of that. While people are gathering, the market was up Dow Jones 268 points today. It's great news, but I don't know if they're just ignoring what is tearing the country apart, or is it possible that the market, which I do think likes the idea of a continuation of a Trump presidency, is looking at all of this violence and the extremism and the effort on the part of a lot of Democratic Party politicians to try to excuse it, looking at that and thinking, yeah, Trump's going to win. And again, a lot of people trying to draw analogies between the situation in 1968, which helped propel Richard Nixon to the presidency, where there were riots across the country and assassinations and everything going wrong, and the situation in 1979 that helped drive Ronald Reagan to the presidency. We will get to a column about that. We'll also be talking about whether or not there is a silent majority of Americans who despise the looters and want the looters to be locked up, and locked up not for a half hour, not for 2 hours, but locked up for real terms and with no bail. And let that happen to them until this stops. And yes, there are Americans who want that. And at the same time, I want the maximum vigor of the law to be used in prosecuting not just Officer Derek Chauvin, who apparently killed George Floyd, but the other three officers and other cops who may be, and it's a small minority of cops, who may be guilty of racist actions or racist policing. We're going to be speaking to Michael Levin about his column about the new silent majority. It can't be silent, not at a moment of crisis for our country. And in that moment of crisis for our country, people are looking for leadership. Can you find it with Joe Biden? Here is a Joe Biden with an idea for how cops should handle some of these hostile and violent looters, and an idea which is so foolish that I think that even his advisors and supporters don't want it seriously considered. Listen. 09, yeah.
Person coming at him with a knife. And the idea that instead of standing there and teaching a cop who's an unarmed person coming at him with a knife, trying to shoot him in the leg instead of in the heart, is a very different thing. There's a lot of different things that can change.
Okay. First of all, he says an unarmed person coming at him with a knife. Secondly, the idea of a police officer shooting him in the leg instead of the heart, that this has to change that. You can read Vice President Biden, go to the Washington Post. You can read descriptions of all of these fatal encounters. And none of them have to do with a police officer unnecessarily trying to shoot in the heart rather than shooting in the leg. I mean, people who are experienced with firearms and people who work in law enforcement, it's harder to hit somebody in the leg because it's not as big an area to aim for. And you're talking about a split-second situation where someone's coming at you with a knife? Is that really the solution? Joe Biden actually tried to speak on a more elevated form yesterday. And he said this about George Floyd's words of "I can't breathe" and their significance. Listen.
George Floyd's last words, but they didn't die with him. They're still being heard, echoing all across this nation. They speak to a nation where too often just the color of your skin puts your life at risk. They speak to a nation where more than 100,000 people have lost their lives to the virus and 40 million have filed for unemployment, with a disproportionate number of those deaths and job losses concentrated in black and brown communities. And they speak to a nation where every day millions of people, millions, not at the moment of losing their life, but in the course of living their life, are saying to themselves, "I can't breathe." It's a wake-up call to our nation, in my view. It's for all of us, and I mean all of us.
Okay. Better he should speak in those terms. However, here is the problem. As long as these demonstrations continue every night, and demonstrations of very unclear leadership, a very unclear purpose, that in most cities and in most places devolve to looting. It is not enough to say, oh, there are just a few bad apples in the barrel. Right now, you know what the demonstration is going to be. How would you feel if somebody in your family, oh, I'm going out to the demonstration tonight, peaceful demonstration in New York or in Houston or L.A. That's where the big crowds are gathering for tonight. The funeral for George Floyd is going to be in Houston next week. That was his hometown. And when you say, "I can't breathe," here's the problem. He mentioned the coronavirus. How many more thousands are going to die because of this stupidity of these demonstrations? How many thousands of people will die? And by the way, will they be concentrated in the African-American community? Well, yes, if it is true that African-American people are overrepresented in the crowds of demonstrators, and it's not true everywhere. And in terms of the 40 million people who have lost their jobs, how does wrecking businesses, looting and vandalism and property destruction, basically scaring people away from going downtown anywhere, how does that help people recover their jobs or help our economy recover at all? We will be speaking with Michael Levin coming up. Michael is a prolific book writer, a New York Times bestselling author, and he just wrote a column that I think really addressed, I think, what many people feel. It was a column called "The New Silent Majority." And the old silent majority that actually Richard Nixon coined the phrase, he coined it back in November of 1969, when there were mass demonstrations against the war in Vietnam. And some of those demonstrations, one of them, the mobilization against the war in November of 69, turned violent in Washington, D.C. And Nixon spoke and addressed the country and said, "There is a great silent majority out there not represented in these demonstrations." And people rallied to him. He immediately won support from, yes, that silent majority. So what would the silent majority say if it were silent no more? We'll get to that coming up on the MedVet Show. Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there, because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNLive.com.
Michael Medved show, I love a great piece of writing when I see it. And this afternoon, actually this morning, I saw a piece by my friend Michael Levin, who is an author and an entrepreneur and many things. We posted his piece up at our website. It's called The New Silent Majority. Let me just give you a brief excerpt and then we'll get to Michael. He writes, the thug in a cop's uniform who committed murder last week was carefully taught to believe certain things about race. The thugs in Gap jeans and Lululemon tops rampaging through our cities and destroying parts of an already fragile economy were carefully taught that annihilation and rage are appropriate responses to behavior of which they disapprove. Neither of those kinds of people speaks for me, or I would think for you. Michael, I know you're right that there is a great silent majority out there. If the silent majority could speak, what do you think it would say?
Well, first, Michael, thank you again for having me on, and thank you for the kind words about the peace. They'd say that this is not an America that they recognize. They would say that they don't understand why people think rampaging is an appropriate response to a truly sickening event. And they would say, what happened to our young people? Because I looked at the news, and most of the people being arrested are in their 20s, early 30s. They're going to say, what happened to our young people that caused them to believe that this is an appropriate way to respond to what's going on in the news?
Well, and you specify in your piece, and I think it's spot on, and I just want to add to it. You specify that what they've been taught is identity politics, basically that you're defined by the fact that you're black, you're defined by the fact that you're white, you're defined by the fact that you're rich, you're defined by the fact that you're poor. The idea of identity politics, race and gender in particular emphasized, that's toxic. Explain how that connects to this issue.
Well, sure. All of those things turn people into victims, into believing about themselves that they are victims. And if you're a victim, first of all, you're incapable of doing anything other than lashing out. And you're also entitled to something. Somebody should give you something for your suffering. Now, I went back to, I go back frequently to my alma mater, Amherst College, and I go into the student center, see what's going on. It seems as though there is a separate support group for every single individual. If there are 1,600 individuals, there are 1,600 support groups to help them through their pain. And the reality is that these are very privileged, fortunate people, whatever their backgrounds, to be in a setting like that, and yet they come from a setting like that, believing what their professors, who are basically progressives, taught them, which is you are a victim, society owes you, you are judged by your gender or race or sexual identity, so you have every right to judge and box in everybody else that way. And these are total lies.
No, of course they are total lies. I am I don't know if you've listened to it recently. I remember the night that Richard Nixon gave his famous Great Silent Majority speech. Now, Nixon ended up going on from that speech and building on that notion of address speaking for the silent majority. He ended up winning re-election with 49 of the 50 states. He had the highest percentage ever won by a Republican candidate for president, other than Harding and Reagan. And it's actually a very, very effective piece. And apparently he wrote it largely himself with a little bit of help from Bill Sapphire and Pat Buchanan. Here's President Nixon in 1969.
To you, the great silent majority of my fellow Americans, I ask for your support. For the more divided we are at home, the less likely the enemy is to negotiate at Paris. Let us be united for peace. Let us also be united against defeat.
Okay, he was speaking, of course, about demonstrations against the war. Do you think America would respond to a leader who tried to address the silent majority right now?
I absolutely do. And I'll say I proudly rang doorbells for Richard Nixon as a 14-year-old in 1972. And I would do it again if I had the chance. This election is Donald Trump's to lose. All he has to do is stand up and be the calming leader that America needs at this time. Is he capable of doing that? Can he only fix glass tables with hammers? I don't know, but the analogy between this election and 1968 is incredibly apt. There's a piece in Politico that compares Biden to Humphrey, and basically saying you have an ineffectual candidate who is totally out of touch with reality, and somehow he's got a very good shot of winning simply because the president isn't responding to the moment the way one might hope he would. So I definitely think that America, the bulk of Americans don't like what's going on. They didn't like what happened to that young man in Minneapolis. They don't like seeing what's in the streets. And if someone could rise up to the moment and not demagogue this, but instead be the calming influence that we are crying out for, that election would be sewn up and it would be over, and you don't even need to have people go vote.
Well, I just think we do want people to go vote. We want everybody to vote and have his or her voice heard. You make such a profound point in your piece, and I think it is about how dangerous it is for Americans to divide themselves into little warring identity groups. I would just want to supplement it one way. I think there's another problem here, which is the tendency, and it's a tendency you see on the left, it's a tendency you see on the right, it's a tendency you see everywhere, to assume that people who disagree with you are bad people. In other words, the assumption that that all cops are like Derek Chauvin is wrong. Most cops, and everybody knows this, are noble, decent, public-spirited people to whom we owe everything. And the notion that, by the way, that all the demonstrators are represented by the looters and the crazies, that's also wrong. However, it's a lot more of a presence in that crowd. The point is that demonizing the other side, people who take a different political point of view from you, is not going to bring the country together. It seems fairly obvious. I hope everybody will read Michael Levin's new piece, The New Silent Majority. It's posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. Be right back on Bringing Us Together. How? Coming up on The Medved Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump on Tuesday visited the Pope John Paul II National Shrine in Washington, D.C. They observed a moment of silence and placed a wreath at the shrine. The president also signs an executive order aimed at promoting international religious freedom, according to counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway.
Just moments ago in the Oval Office, I was there, the president with the First Lady and the Vice President on either side of him, signed an executive order furthering his policies with respect to religious liberty here in this great country and worldwide.
As the nation continues to heal following the death of George Floyd, violence and looting continue to overshadow peaceful protests. Four officers were shot near a police station in St. Louis on Monday night. They're all expected to survive. And in Las Vegas, an officer was shot in the head shortly before midnight in front of Circus Circus. This is USA Radio News.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunicorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunicorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
On the Michael Medved show, there is breaking news. George Floyd's survivors have been told that the other three fired Minneapolis officers involved with Floyd's death will be charged. This is according to the family's attorney, Benjamin Crump. They will be charged. That is what the family is hearing from authorities, Crump said on NBC. In addition to ex-officer Derek Chauvin, who was charged with third-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter after pressing his knee on Floyd's neck for nearly 9 minutes, two additional officers restrained Floyd physically. A third stood by as Floyd said he could not breathe during the incident, footage of which has gone viral and spurred, of course, those nationwide protests that at times have turned violent. And this came in from Pam in Richland, Washington. She said, "Oh, Michael, do you really have to tarnish the memory of George Floyd? Could you wait a month or two before bringing this man down and stomping on him? I've done bad things in my life, and I hope after my death that my loved ones don't immediately bring up how I failed so many times." Look, the problem here, it seems to me, is the suggestion that the difficulties that of racism, of lack of opportunity, of an education system that too often fails, particularly poor minority students, that all of that is not a factor in this particular case. In other words, I think part of what's a problem here is that when you have the video that is so appalling and so gut-churning and just utterly disgusting and evil, when you have that video That's all you know about George Floyd. And his life had plenty of pain before that happened. And I think understanding that and understanding the context that we have here, rather than people trying to, and I think it's always a problem, it's sanctifying victimhood. And does that mean that we don't have to charge these officers, that we shouldn't use the example of this terrible, terrible incident to try to move forward? No, of course we should move forward. And by the way, I speaking with Michael Levin, I agree with him. The president, if he had good instincts, if he had good advice, would understand this is not a time where he gains or will gain in the election that's coming up in just 5 months by simply arguing with and demonizing the other side. He had that phone call with 50 governors, apparently the governors of the 50 states. I don't know if they were all on the phone call or not, but many of them were. Somebody apparently leaked the tape of that interchange to the press. And this kind of bickering back and forth, I don't like your policies, Mr. President. Oh, yeah, I don't like your policies, J.B. Pritzker of Illinois. It's not a good moment for the country. And the one thing that the president could start doing, I mean, really right now, is when he is making public statements on this, when he is calling for order and peace and tranquility and for cutting back on the riots at the very least, which probably means cutting back on the demonstrations, maybe trying to deal with it in a bipartisan way. Now, this doesn't mean that Joe Biden is handling this brilliantly. Joe Biden also spoke about the president going over to St. John's Church, which had been set on fire and had been attacked by some of the looters. And he has a problem with President Trump holding up the Bible when he went over to that church. Listen.
I just wish he opened it once in a while. Instead of brandishing it. If he opened it, he could have learned something. They're all called to love one another as we love ourselves. It's really hard work. But it's the work of America. Donald Trump is interested in doing that work. Instead, he's preening and sweeping away all the guardrails that have long protected our democracy. Guardrails that have helped make possible this nation's path to a more perfect union. A union that constantly requires reform and rededication. And yes, the protest from voices that are mistreated, ignored, left out, or left behind. But it is a union worth fighting for. And that's why I'm running for president.
Okay, that is Joe Biden at his most effective, it seems to me. Reading a speech that was very clearly prepared for him. Then did the idea that he says that President Trump should open the Bible once in a while. The problem here is the second half of that statement. He's talking about unity, but he begins in the first half by attacking the guy he's running against. At the very least, and I don't know because I have not listened to the entire Joe Biden address, but at some point, wouldn't it be useful for Biden to say, we do need calm. We need maybe people to stay home and stop promoting the spread of the coronavirus. We need to focus on an agenda that we have together and maybe put the politics aside. He did speak, I think, dubiously about the constitutional protections to the right of free assembly. Listen.
In addition to the Bible, the president might also want to open the U.S. Constitution once in a while. If he did, he'd find a thing called the First Amendment. And what it says in the beginning, it says the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition their government for redress of grievances. That's kind of an essential notion built into this country. Mr. President, that's America. That's America. No horses rising up on their hind legs to push back peaceful protest. Not using the American military to move against the American people. This is a nation of values. Our freedom to speak is a cherished knowledge that lives inside every American almost from the time you're a kid. We're going to not allow any president to quiet our voice. We won't let those who see this as an opportunity to sow chaos throw up a smokescreen to distract us from very real and legitimate grievances at the heart of these protests.
Okay, so why not talk about those people who perpetrate acts of violence and condemn them in unequivocal terms? I mean, this is one of those things. If there was some kind of right-wing violence, by the way, you don't even have to say if there was. There was some unacceptable extremism, not by everybody at Charlottesville, but by a lot of people. It was a rally initially that had been called on for by Nazis. It was and Klansmen. It was a bad show. Do you remember how much grief the president got for trying to defend some of the good people? And yes, there were people who were not there who were Nazis. But for even associating with the Nazis, what about the same kind of judgmentalism on the radicals and the criminals and the destroyers who were part of these mobs, part of these riots? And where in the Constitution does it guarantee the right to destroy property or to assault people or to wreck our economy or spread a virus? We'll be right back on the MedVet Show. This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com.
Maybe you're skeptical that Relief Factor, 100% drug-free Relief Factor, can really help you get out of pain. I can understand if Relief Factor were a brand new product. Sure, I'd be skeptical too. But Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, started the company almost 7 years ago, and we've been talking about it all that time, virtually every day. And now tens of thousands of people have ordered the 3-week quick start and are taking it every day to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is here to stay for a very good reason. So go ahead, be a little skeptical, but I suggest you might become like me and so many others who've tried it, a believer. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee pain, or back pain in my case, from just getting older, exercise, or everyday living, the 3-week quick start is discounted to only $19.95. It's like a trial pack. Go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance.
That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now. and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Battle of the Bibles. it's too pathetic. This is such a painful time for our country, and our leaders don't help. Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House, third in line to the presidency. It's President Trump, it's Mike Pence, then boom, it's Nancy Pelosi. You know, it's actually Chuck Grassley who's right after that, but okay. He's President Pro Tem of the Senate. Today, Nancy Pelosi held up a Bible while calling for Trump to stop the hate speak and the combative tone he's had since national protests calling for an end to police violence against black and brown people erupted last week. Now, you'll notice that this story doesn't even mention it's not just national protests. It's looting. It's violence. It's riots. It's killing and wounding police officers. That's happened. That has been a reality. There are at least five people who've been killed in the midst of these riots so far. During the great Bible off of 2020, Pelosi clutched a Bible while asking the president to reach across the divides of race, party, region, and religion to help the country heal. So did she have a Quran in the other hand? Did she? I mean, honest to goodness, I understand she was trying to respond to the president holding up the Bible yesterday when he went to St. John's Church. And do people on the left not understand that by trying to torch St. John's Church, by making that a target of your hatred, and it is a beautiful building, it is very close to the White House, why would you attack a historic Episcopal church that literally has been standing on that corner for more than 200 years? I don't understand any of it. Here's what Speaker Pelosi had to say. Was she holding the Bible while she was saying this, Jeremy? I don't. She held it and she opened it up. And our verse for today is, here's the Speaker of the House.
I was thinking of so many things in the Bible that would have been appropriate in terms of the humanity of all people in our country. And I was thinking about time. You know, time is such the most important commodity, the most important commodity, the most finite of all commodities. The time it takes to make the change necessary. And it's long overdue time for us to make some of that change that people were calling out for. And I was thinking of the book of Ecclesiastes, and in it they talk about there's an appointed time for everything, Ecclesiastes says in 3:1-8. The time for every event under heaven. He talks about a time to heal, talks about a time to embrace and a time to shun embracing. How about that for today? A time for peace. Let's focus on the time to heal. The time to heal. We have had a role of President of the United States.
Okay, she goes on. You know that there was a famous line in a vice presidential debate between Lloyd Benson, who was the Democratic nominee for vice president, and Dan Quayle, who ended up winning the vice presidency. He was running with George W. Bush. And Dan Quayle made the perfectly reasonable point that he had exactly the same political experience, that three terms in the House and a term and a half in the Senate, that John Kennedy had when he ran for president. And Lloyd Benson turned to him. He said, Senator Quayle, I knew Jack Kennedy. Jack Kennedy was a friend of mine, and you are no Jack Kennedy. And that was, wow, wow, people went crazy about that. Okay, Nancy Pelosi, a book of Ecclesiastes written by King Solomon, the wisest of all men. Nancy Pelosi, I knew King Solomon. King Solomon was a friend of mine, and you're no King Solomon. Well, all right. I feel like I know King Solomon. I mean, three books. It's the Song of Songs and Ecclesiastes, and in the middle he wrote the Book of Proverbs. Let's go to Sid in Atlanta. Sid, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Appreciate you taking my call.
You bet, Sid.
Police officers are superheroes, and we thank them for their work, but they are some bad ones. And sometimes,
absolutely right.
Sometimes that superhero uniform, the cape, has to be set aside, just like it's portrayed in the movie The Incredible cartoon or The Avengers. Even they portray that heroes are killing people and they have to fall back. And I think that for you to bring up this man's history like that was not right. I don't even know if that would be admissible in court because the way he was killed, you know.
No. It's completely. By the way, Sid, it's completely irrelevant. George Floyd did not appear to be a horrible or an evil person or anything of the kind. And even if he were, you're right. That would be inadmissible evidence. It would be irrelevant because he's a human being. And what they did to him should not happen to any human being. The only reason, what part of what troubles me about the coverage of this whole thing, and let me ask you if you agree with me, is the only thing we know about George Floyd or his life, because the only thing that's covered is that last 9 minutes of his life, which are so sad, and he calls for his mother, and he asks politely, he says, please, get me some water. Let me breathe. And this is why I think the cops are going to be found guilty, as they have to be under Minnesota law, of depraved indifference. But it seems to me that he wasn't a young man. He was a guy in his later 40s. And his life is sad because of the wasted opportunity. And that was my point. It was not in any way to exculpate what Officer Chauvin or the rest of them did. Okay?
Okay, I believe you, Michael. But you know, when it came out of your mouth, you know, it didn't sound right. It's just something that we did not want to hear. You know, I don't know how many millions of listeners
you're probably right.
That video is the reason why people are even overseas, and you're about to talk about it, Berlin. When you take a look at that video, a mother or anybody, you know, you can't do that to a human being, you know, on a cement, you know. So I don't want to know anything about his history. You know, I'm just looking at a human being being killed like that. It's not, you know, it just nobody could stand to look at that video, but you know, but the looting and everything else just not right.
I agree with you, and fair enough. And you know what? You may have persuaded me that I shouldn't have said anything about his background. The autopsy report And with the two different autopsy reports, that's different. Sid, I appreciate your call, and I completely share your reaction to the video and to the nature of the apparent crime. Now, the same way that there is no justification, Sid, I appreciate your call, and thanks for your respect for the folks in law enforcement who do go out every day to keep us safe. There was a piece in the Wall Street Journal about an African-American guy in law enforcement who was killed in the midst of all this in Oakland, California. And it's terribly sad. The guy's name was David Patrick Underwood. And the Wall Street Journal writes, there's been no public outrage over the equally undeserved death of another African-American male, Dave Patrick Underwood. Underwood was an officer in the Department of Homeland Security's Federal Protective Service who was gunned down Friday as he stood guard outside the Ronald V. Dellums Federal Building and U.S. Courthouse in Oakland, California. A second federal officer was shot with him but was not killed. It's disappointing that amid the violence and tragedy, the murder of an African-American federal officer has been mostly lost in the chaos. Maybe it's because he doesn't serve the preferred narrative about race in America. But Dave Patrick Underwood gave his life protecting a U.S. courthouse so that even those like the monsters who shot him can enjoy due process. Every American who hopes for peace and justice honors this good man's name. And good for them for making that point. So how do we put an end to the riots, which are kind of scheduled to continue tonight, God forbid? We'll talk with that about with Heather McDonald, author of The War on Cops, in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.